Do you have virtual assistants calling for you yet?
Mm-hmm.
How are they doing? Not
really
as good,
good
as you. Not as good as you.
Better.
They're better than you?
Because of the consistency.
Yeah. They're not burnt out.
Right.
They're built to do that shit.
I don't get it.
They don't get burnt out. You can tell them to fuck themselves. They're going to go fuck themselves real quick and they'll be back on the next call.
Be right back. Yeah.
Let me go fuck myself. I will be right back. Yeah. And they go fuck themselves and they come right back and they hit. They just keep doing it. They keep going.
They're fucking machines.
Yeah, right. They are. I mean, you know, I was talking in a different call or different setting where we employ some of the finest people from around the world. You know, we had the Trap House Superstar over here earlier up there cutting trees. He's from Micronesia. He's really good at what he does.
Yeah.
Filipinos are really good at making phone calls.
They are. And, yeah.
And the thing about it too, right, is this is what I was kind of saying when that's one of the examples I'm saying, like, try to get your money working for me when I'm awake. Like, that's one of the things. It's like, when I'm, so let's say, for example, if I sat down, what's today, Tuesday?
Yeah.
If I sit down Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
and then next Monday, Tuesday, whatever, and I do those calls myself,
I'll be busy as shit next week. I'm going to have appointments nonstop. And when I'm in those appointments nonstop, I'm not going to have the time to make those calls, right? So
right.
The important thing is, like, so while I'm running around, she's making more calls than I'm making. And then I'm coming back to see, okay, what's on the calendar? Follow-up call. After the follow-up call, then we got just send the agreement out. But, and it's just like, shit, this is so much easier than just running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Like, okay, I got to do my calls from 9 to 11. Now I can't set appointments from 9 to 11.
So I have a virtual assistant literally launch a Skype. That's her job. She's a cold caller, but she also launches a Skype. And she's loyal. She does her job. She's proven herself. She's been around a while.
Mm-hmm.
So she launches a Skype. And I pay her to watch all the virtual assistants to make sure they're not sleeping. And then she'll send me a recording when they're dozing off. And then I got to go have the coaching session with, like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's good.
Irvin, my newest virtual assistant, I don't even want to call him a virtual assistant. He's an executive assistant, but he is virtual. His job is to coach him up or coach him out.
Mm.
And I told him that.
Yeah.
Like, we got these virtual assistants that are falling asleep. They're not doing their work. We need to coach them up or coach them out.
Right.
And we got one virtual assistant that she falls asleep a lot. She's real active in the church. And I just cut her hours back so she could get rested. Like, clearly this isn't working for you and you're really into the church. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you're off. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're working. That way you can do all the church things. And you're just going to work part-time over here. I don't want to lose somebody that's trained.
Yeah.
Just because they can't stay awake.
Yeah, and you know what's, like, pretty interesting, too, is that – so I'm from Decatur, which is, like, a really small, conservative, predominantly white town.
They still have a Miss Me sign for Trump up there, by the way. Miss Me? Yeah.
That kind of town. So when I was – there was a period where I did real estate out there. And when you have VAs calling people in Decatur, doesn't go so well.
It don't work very well.
But when you move to somewhere like Frisco, where it's a very diverse city,
right.
Plano, McKinney – then a lot of those challenges you face on the objections and then not being part of the culture go away because there's a lot of foreigners over there. So it's like, it's pretty cool to see that you just get, and then based on location and where they're calling, you can kind of improve that too.
Frisco, Irving,
Prosper.
Mm-hmm. Those are just, you know, they're just multinational, national mm-hmm. there. You're going to have Indians there. You're going to have Bangladesh. You're going to have just a big melting pot of people. And those guys are smart. Those are smart motherfuckers.
Very smart,
over there.
Yeah.
Very smart motherfuckers over mm-hmm. there, those places. And, you know, it takes all walks of life to make a world go around for sure. But that shit don't fly in Decatur, dude.
In
Bowie, Texas. Cold call Bowie, Texas with a virtual assistant that has a little twang to their voice.
I sold my buddy a place in Bowie back in 2020.